Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 9, the first Mishnah. Just to provide a bit of context to this Mishnah, in the previous Perek, last Mishnah, a pasuk was brought from Yeshayahu, not necessarily to prove the Ehalacha, but to give some type of hint, to give some type of support for an opinion. And therefore, this Perek now continues that same theme, and find in Perek Lamed, in Yeshayahu, other proofs for various halachos. Let's begin now the text of the Mishnah. Before we do so, just a quick statement, in terms of just background information. Objects that are used for Avodah Zarah, for idol worship, must be destroyed. Both it and its ashes are forbidden. It is also forbidden to derive any benefit, any hana from them. And they are also tamei midrabanan. Also, a person becomes ritually impure by touching these ashes from Avodah Zarah. It is in that context that we can understand a little bit better the language of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah begins, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Minayin Avodah Zarah, Shemim Tam'a V'masa Kanida. Where did we learn, asked Rabbi Akiva, an object which is used for Avodah Zarah transmits tuma, imparts ritual impurity just by being carried, similar to the status of a woman who is in Nidah. Shenemar, Tizrem Kimo Dava, Sei Tomar Lo, quotes a pasuk in this Perek of Yeshayahu, in Perek Lamed. The pasuk means, throw them away like a nida, go out, you shall say to it. Ma nida mitama v'masa, af avodah zarah mitama v'masa. Just like a woman who is in nida transmits tuma by being carried, so too does an object which was used for avodah zarah transmit tuma by being carried. Explains Rabbi Akiva that an idol, the avodah zarah, transmits tuma by being carried. Even a person does not touch the idol, but if he carries it, he in fact becomes tamei, ritually impure, just like a woman who is in nida. He quotes a pasuk, Tizrem Kimodava. He quotes this pasuk in Yeshayahu, which seems to imply this same concept. For the laws of a nida, anything a woman who menstruated, anything that she sits on, anything that she touches, in fact, becomes tamei. And therefore, if a person touches this object that same day, they become tamei, even without touching the woman itself. I mean, Akiva is saying that this pasuk is alluding to avodah zarah, that is synonymous with the laws of anida. And what is exactly is the bridge between the two? Explains Rabbi Akiva. Just like a woman in Nida is metame b'masa, a woman in Nida transmits tuma by just carrying an object, so too avodah zarah also transforms and transmits impurity to an object that it came in contact with. The halacha is not in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. We are continuing with the same idea that we've been discussing for the past couple of Mishnayos, and that is finding not quite a proof text, but some type of support in order to teach a halacha. Minayin lasfina shitahara. From where do we know that a sfina, where do we know that a ship is always considered clean, always considered in a state of purity, and is not susceptible to tuma, and is not susceptible to laws of ritual impurity? Shenemar, the Tana quotes a pasuk in Mishlei from Perek Lamed, pasuk Yotes, chapter 30, verse 19, Derech Onia Velev Yam, the way of a ship in the middle of the sea. Since it's so obvious that a ship travels in the middle of the sea, it must be, explains this Tana, but there must be some other underlying message that the verse wants to teach us, and that is that a ship cannot become tame, a ship cannot become susceptible to impurity, just like the sea is not susceptible to becoming unclean. There are other opinions. There's the opinion the Gemara mentions of Chanina, which actually says that under certain circumstances, certain ships would be susceptible to laws of Tuma. If, for example, it was made out of pottery, a small boat made out of pottery, that would be susceptible to becoming impure, as opposed to the Tana in this Mishnah says, no, all boats are compared to that of water, compared to that of the sea. Just like the sea is not susceptible to Tuma, to impurity, so too, any type of boat is also not susceptible to impurity. Second half of the Mishnah, Minayin laruga shehi shisha al shisha tvachim, shizor in besocha, chamisha zironin, arba barba rucho saruga, echad ba'emza. Our Mishnah asks, where do we know that a garden bed that is 6x6 tvachim, a person would be permitted to plant in it 5 different types of seeds? 4, arba barba, 4 on each of the 4 sides of the garden bed, and then 1 in the corner, one in the middle. How would we know that is considered permissible, and a person would not transgress Isra of Kalayim, the Isra of mixing up seeds? Shenamar quotes a pasuk from Yeshayahu in Perek Samech Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki ka'asher totzi tzimcha uch gaga zeru'eha tatzmiach. For like the earth, it will give forth its plants, and like a garden, it will cause its seeds to grow. Zara lo ne'amar, it doesn't say its seeds, ela zeru'eha, but rather its seeds. What this Mishnah discusses a case, a vegetable patch, which, as we said before, is 6x6 tvachim. And if a person actually places one species on each side in the width, and each tefach away from each other, excluding the corners, so they are about one tefach away from each other on the sides, and you put this fifth species in the middle, it is not considered transgressing kilayim, although generally speaking, a person needs to separate 1.5 tvachim in between two different types of seeds, because it is on, the pasuk teaches us that there's almost this protection in this type of patch, and therefore, even though it's only a tefach away on the sides, it does not consider mix, it's not considered mixing, and is not considered kilayim. So to write out a diagram in an area 6x6 and place a seed in the middle, you'll notice that from the middle to any one of the sides, there will be 3 tvachim, 1.5 tvachim on each direction, and therefore the middle seed can be a different species and will not be considered mixing to any ones on the sides. And even though there's only a tefach on the sides between each seed, it is still considered permissible in this type of garden bed. And this again is really elaborated a lot more in Masechet Kelayim, in the third perek in the first Mishnah over there. This is just a quick understanding of this Mishnah, but it's just worthwhile elaborating on one point, and that is, how do they know? How do they know that there's 5 species in this type of patch? So Gemara learns out from the pasuk. The pasuk says, ki ka'aretz totzi, that's 1, tzimcha is 2, uch gaga is not counted, it is referred to the actual garden. Zeru'eha is 2, because it is in plural, and tatzmiach is 1. And therefore, here we have 5 different types of seeds. And since on the sides there's 1 tefach away from each other and they are neatly arranged, the Gemara says there's considered a heker, they're not considered mixed, because a person could definitely see that they are constructed in a way that they should not be mixed. But the one problem is the one in the middle looks perhaps that there might be considered mixed with the ones on the sides, and therefore requires three tvachim, 1.5 tvachim in each direction, distant from a different type of seed. Never Chazal learn that in this type of arrangement, in this garden patch, 6x6 tvachim, 5 different seeds would be allowed to be planted only in this special arrangement, and it is derived, it is hinted at this pasuk of Ki ha'aretz totzit simcha uch gana zeru'eha satzmiach.